Yom Yerushalmi, corresponding to Yom HaBavli, Daf Ayin Hey. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Tes Med Aleph, on the seventh line, Ruachitza, Rivera Bachama. Ruachitza, Rivera Bachama, Rabbi Yossi, Berchanina, Beshem Rishu Ben Levi, Natan Esibo, Machit Ponav Yodav Raglov, Kedal Koi, Betishabav, Machit Yodav, Umaviron Alponov, Yom Kippur, Machit Yodav, Umakanchon, Umapa, Our Mishnah forbids bathing. Rav Zera Bar Chama, quoting of Yossi Rabbi Chanina, in the name of Rav Shimon Levi, said that on a tiny sibul, one may wash his face, hands, and feet normally. On Tisha B'Av, one may wash his hands, and when they're still wet, pass them over his face. On Yom Kippur, one may wash his hands and dry them on a cloth, and he passes the cloth over his face. Rav Yona, Trei Maltuta V'Yavla Tusei Kada. Rav Yona soaked worn out clothes on Erev Yom Kippur and then put them under a barrel to dry out, and on Yom Kippur he passed them over his face. It was taught that the only difference between Tisha B'Av and Tanis Sibur is the Issa of Malacha in a place where the custom is not to do Malacha on Tisha B'Av. If one was going to his rebbe or his daughter and he passed through a sea or river, he is not concerned. If his feet became dirty, he may immerse them in the water without concern. Rabbi Abba Koyen, Tanya. Rabbi Abba ruled like the spicer that permits passing through water. Rabbi Acha, Babav min aderech, ahayu raglav keyos, alav shemuta lachitzam b'mayim. Rabbi Acha ruled that if one came from the road and his feet were weary, he may wash them in water. Tani aval avel umanuda shayim halchim aderech mutarim besandal beanilas besandal because yavoa ba'ir yachleitzu chayim b'tishbav v'chayim v'tanis sibul. The Bible says that an avel or manuda, a mourner or someone excommunicated who were going on the road, they may wear shoes. When they reach the city, they remove them. The same applies to tishbav and to a tanis sibul.